And then the other thing that he says is, well, remember also that I'm your bone and your flesh. This is another dumb thing to say, because when it comes to who is going to lead, family ties should have nothing to do with it. It shouldn't have anything to do with whose son they are or who relatives are. And look, I talked about this last week, you know, nepotism. You know, where the pastor's kids are just automatically on staff, or the pastor's son is just the heir apparent of the church and things like that. Now, look, I'm not criticizing or against every young person who grows up in a Christian home where his dad's the pastor and he eventually becomes the pastor. I'm sure there are a lot of good examples of that, so I'm not attacking anyone for that. But I will say this, there are a lot of bad examples of a pastor's son who becomes the pastor just because of his family, just because of his relatives. There are tons of horrible stories I could give you about that. And so it should have nothing to do with who you're related to. It should be based on merit. It should be based on achievements and qualifications. It shouldn't be based on family. So just because someone is the son of this pastor or the son of that family in the church or whatever, that means nothing. Everybody has to stand on their own two feet. And when it comes to voting in leadership, it shouldn't matter who their family is or who they're related to. And so here he says, well, I'm your bone and your flesh. But, you know, even just beyond having a leader in the church or a political leader, okay, what about this? Who should we be loyal to in our lives the most? Should we be the most loyal to people just because they're our bone and our flesh? Or should we be the most loyal to the people that actually love the Lord and are serving God? You know, look what Jesus Christ himself said. Jesus Christ himself said, who is my mother and who are my brethren? They said, hey, your mother and your brethren stand without speaking. He said, who is my brother? Who is my mom? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold my mother and my brethren. Whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same as my mother and sister and brother. Now let me ask you this. If that was Jesus' attitude, couldn't that be our attitude as well? And say that whosoever does the will of God is my brother. Whosoever does the will of God is my sister. Whosoever does the will of God is my mother. And you know what that tells me is that spiritual relationships are deeper than physical blood relationships.